The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I am Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is growing spider plants indoors. Want to know how to grow spider plants indoors? Read these tips and learn how to grow spider plants indoors. Chlorophytum commosum, or spider plant, is also known as airplane plant, St. Bernard's lily, spider ivy, and ribbon plant. It is a perennial flowering plant. There are several varieties of spider plants, though the variegated is the most common. All spider plant varieties produce long, slender leaves that arch up and over the container. Their shape reminds me of exploding fireworks, jubilant and exciting. Long, slender leaves, known as offshoots, grow from the plant and hang 2 to 3 feet below or near the container. Each of these offshoots develops a baby spider plant, or many, which can be left on the plant or used to create an entirely new spider plant. Choosing a container. If you purchase your spider plant at a store, it will come potted. However, if you receive a baby spider plant propagated from a friend, you may need to select a container. Spider plants are generally pretty easy to please. This means you have choices. Select a hanging basket, think about a gorgeous and trendy macrame style, or any traditional sort according to the plant size. That is, choose a container that is about a size bigger than the root ball of your spider plant, and keep updating it from time to time when it becomes root bound. Spider plants actually prefer to be a little snug and grow well in a slightly root bound state, so don't go overboard and choose a container that's too generous. Location, location, location. When you grow spider plants indoors, you want to choose a good spot in your home or office. Select a location that has bright, indirect sunlight. Regular direct sunlight can burn your plant's leaves. I suggest about a foot away from south or west facing windows. Spider plants can do well in lower light environments, making it a perfect choice for indoors. Soil and feeding. Again, spider plants are fairly easy to grow. They just aren't picky. For indoor growing, choose soil that is light and drains well. Any all-purpose potting mix will work. I like to add a pot shot plant food nugget to all of my container plants. This is a newer product from Osmocote that is pre-measured, formulated for container plants, and feeds for a full 6 months. Hydration. When you grow spider plants indoors, water your plant only when the topsoil becomes dry. Spider plants have tuberous roots that hang onto water, so they are forgiving if you happen to let them get a little too dry. Though not critical, avoid watering with fluoridated or chlorinated water. Your spider plant prefers water without these additives. If you notice brown, discolored streaks down the center of your plant's leaves, you have likely overwatered it. Last but not least, baby spider plants. If you grow spider plants indoors, you will find yourself increasing your collection of house plants. Spider plants are known to be prolific and grow long offshoots with spider plant babies. Without spending any money, growing new spider plants from an existing plant is as easy as it gets. Literally anyone, even kids, can learn how to root spider plant babies. The simplest way is simply snipping off one of the babies and sticking it in some light soil. Another option, though not necessary, it is cool to see the root development, is that you can stick the baby in a small container of water for a week or two. Be sure to keep the leaves out of the water. Once you have had your fill of watching the roots grow, you can transplant it into soil. Before you know it, you'll have a house full of spider plants to enjoy or gift. Thanks so much for listening today. This is Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.